This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six Philadelphia police officers wounded but expected to recover. A gunman opening fire on them as they tried to serve a drug warrant yesterday. Then the gunman holed himself up in a home for about 8 hours until he finally surrendered shortly after midnight Eastern Time. Philadelphia's Mayor Jim Kenney says it's another wake-up call about gun violence in America.
Whether it's our six officers who were shot or it's some 15, 17, 20-year-old kid on the streets of Philadelphia who gets shot with guns that shouldn't be in people's hands. And it's just something that we need to do something about.
Stocks reversing course on Wall Street this morning, one day after the Dow Jones average tumbled 800 points. Stocks are higher on news that China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said China might meet the U.S. halfway when it comes to a trade deal. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, thanks, Limu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual. But also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation investigating a huge riot at a prison in Soledad. Prison officials say about 200 inmates started fighting in the yard, 8 inmates hospitalized, no staffers were hurt. It was 50 years ago today that the Woodstock Music Festival got underway in the small town outside Bethel, New York. On the campaign trail, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg held a town hall in Iowa yesterday, saying America can uphold the Second Amendment and still have stricter gun control.
Without allowing it to be twisted into something that puts lives at risk in our schools and our neighborhoods. Americans want universal background checks, red flag laws, and do something about weapons of war on our streets. That is totally compatible with our Constitution, and it is necessary for our national security.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump's to hold campaign rally in Manchester, New Hampshire this evening. The president narrowly losing at New Hampshire to Democrat Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. He's hoping to put the Granite State in his win column in 2020. Some Democratic groups are planning protests near the Southern New Hampshire University Arena where Trump will hold the rally. The president's been spending most of this week vacationing at his New Jersey golf club. Supermarket chain Hy-Vee is looking into a possible data breach of its payment processing systems. The Iowa-based company says it's detected unusual activity at some of its gas stations and coffee shops and store-run restaurants and a few of its Wahlburgers locations. Customers are urged to monitor their credit card statements and keep their eyes open for possible unusual activity on them. Tennessee is set to execute death row inmate Stephen Michael West today. West is to be executed for a 1986 kidnapping and stabbing deaths of a woman and her 15-year-old daughter, who was also raped. West has picked electrocution as his method of execution, and it will be the state's fifth execution since August of last year. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. It's a newly redesigned website. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, it's hard to think that it's been 22 years since the passing of Princess Diana. And the 22nd anniversary, August the 31st of 1997 was when she passed, as you'll recall. And with us is Karen Javits. Karen has been with us before. Last time she was here, we were celebrating 4th of July and a song that she had written, you know, especially for 4th of July. And she's got a new musical. It's all about Princess Diana. We're going to talk about it in just a moment. It's just about 6 minutes right now after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Karen is here. And Karen, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Well, thanks, Bill. I'm great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I've been looking forward to this conversation with you. You know, Princess Diana is still so beloved. I mean, there was just something just absolutely endearing about her. And, you know, and certainly in her memory, what was it that motivated you to do this musical?
Well, I mean, you just said it. It's really her compassion, her love for, you know, the downtrodden, for handicapped people. You know, she was in a lot of pain herself because when she was six, her parents got divorced and her mother left. Mm-hmm. The father got custody, and she didn't see her mom a lot. So that was really heartbreaking for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of that, and just because she was naturally compassionate also, it helped her later. She was just a loving individual. And look at her two sons now, Prince William and Prince Harry. They're carrying on her legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. They did pick up that positive aspect of their mother's character, which, mm-hmm. you know, as you know, for those of us that know the backstory of Princess Diana, a woman that was very complex in a lot of ways, and her compassion, which came out, you know, I saw maybe as a healing motivator for herself, and she lost mm-hmm. herself in goodness, having to deal with, you know, the dysfunction, I mean, of a marriage, you know, and especially a marriage to a prince, I mean, you know, the would-be king, the next king of England, and all the pressure that was upon her. I mean, what woman is prepared to, you know, especially at that young age, to be thrust
right.
into that kind of environment?
I mean, nobody could be prepared for that. She, you know, she just wanted a happy marriage and to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
It happened. She fell in love with a prince, and I, you know, we'll never know if he loved her. We have our doubts about that,
because mm-hmm.
he was in love with another woman. So, you know, he just shouldn't have married her. They were not a match at all.
Right.
But he was pressured, too. So it was a bad deal from the beginning.
Well, and you know? And by the grace of God, as you say, you have, you know, Prince Harry and Prince William, and
mm-hmm.
as most and all for all the people that saw the wedding, I mean, record numbers of people around the world, you know, stopped their lives to see the wedding, and it was like the culmination of everything that Disney, we kind of grew up with Disney, huh? This fantasy, you know, princess life and a big wedding, right?
Totally. I mean, that is still the most watched royal wedding in history. Mm-hmm. I think 750 million people, I think.
Wow.
Which is just incredible. And here, and she was just newly 20 years old.
Amazing when you think about that.
I know. She only had 12 dates with him. Is that incredible?
That is incredible.
I know.
Yeah, and there she is. Now she's got this stunning white wedding dress that she's wearing. Throngs of people all about her. And my goodness. And then you find out you're in this kind of loveless marriage. I mean, what a terrible deal. And of course, she has her side of her story, and she's looking for love in all the wrong places as well, and finally goes to the divorce. But that aside for a minute, so as you're sitting there and you are thinking about all this, and you know, music has been a natural expression for you. So when did you decide to turn this into a musical? Was it just like three songs into this, you go, hey, this is starting to go, or just from the get-go?
Yeah, no, when she died, I was devastated, so I naturally sat down at the piano and wrote these songs about her, for her, and then I read all these books on her. I followed her anyway, but the Andrew Morton book, In Her Own Words, was the one I didn't expect to put them into a musical because I was really devastated. But then, you know, a few years later, I contacted my partner and we just decided to go for it.
Right.
And, you know, it's really an expression of our love for her.
And I got to tell you, it's so universal, right, Karen? I mean, because, you know, as you talked about, that you cried. I mean, I think we all cried. I mean, I mean, who in the history, maybe JFK, you know, that had that kind of impact that brought people to tears?
Right. And she was only 36. Can you imagine?
Amazing. So you have this vision, and you and your partner go, okay, let's go for it. Let's do this. And let's talk about the process itself. When, you know, at what point is you're going through? Because like all creative processes, you start out with a creative idea. But when did you feel like, well, okay, we've got the skeleton on this thing, and this thing is really, you know, this is moving in the right. I mean, this is a thing. This is going to happen.
Well, I'm still working on it, Bill.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about it. But I mean, it's clear this is coming together. This is cool.
No, totally. I mean, totally. But you know, you rework it and you rework it. It's like it's never finished. You see how the audience reacts. You know, we've gotten great reactions. It's been in, you know, I think 14 cities in the United States. I've gone to some of the shows. You know, it's really touching. They're all touched by her. Even the young people who don't know much about her, you know. Mm-hmm. When one girl said, she says, I'm going to name my baby Diana after she saw our show.
Mm.
And, you know, she wasn't perfect, obviously, but she had so much to give the world. That's why it was so unbelievably devastating, you know.
And you know, this is a musical, so this is quite the musical painting that you have constructed here for Princess Diana. What song is your favorite?
You know, it's funny you ask that. Well, I like a happy song when they're courting. He's such a man. He's so different from all of those boys I've seen around. And then it's a duet. And Charles thinks she's quite a girl, but you know they have a breakup song that is so pretty. There Was a Time, and I love that one. And then Hope in My Heart, because that's what she gave to us. That's her signature song. You asked me about one, but you know you can't pick.
Well, no, I'm sure. Yeah, we got to go down the whole list. Well,
I know.
You have to send me. You got to send me the soundtrack here. But
all right.
No, we'll get deeper into more of the songs. And you think about, you know, we talked about the fantasy of it all, the fantasy in terms of for Princess Diana, but there had to be some fantasy in Prince Charles as well. I mean, because he's, you know, it's like, okay, well, I guess I got to do this thing. And you see him. I mean, it wasn't like he was obviously detached. You know, we saw that later on down the road. But during the courtship, or at least what we saw being, you know, beamed over the airways across the you know, around the world, it seemed like he was caught up in this fantasy as well.
Well, he was. You know, he was pressured to find a virgin, and he really, I from what I read, he really thought he could fall in love with her. You know, he wasn't quite in love with her, but he thought it would happen, and it just didn't.
Karen,
you know,
we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Karen Javis.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 5305 HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your phone. The friends don't like your phone. You come.
Hey, you ready for a comeback, ladies and gentlemen? Good to have you with us, fresh and independent. We are 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Sovereign Laboratories, the makers of Colostrum LD. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on their banner ad, and get back on the road to health. I'll tell you, it's done wonders for me. Highly recommend it to to you. You are going to be leaping tall buildings with a single bound once again, cape or no cape. Our conversation with Karen Javits continues. Karen, Princess Diana was, you know, one of those iconic, incredible figures that, you know, come into our lives like a comet. And she was that. I mean, it was amazing, you know, to think about it. As you say, as a young girl, you would think, okay, you know, who of all people? And it was like out of nowhere. And in such a short period of time, she captured the hearts of the world. I mean, it was just incredible, her life story. And so much so that, you know, you ask people, I mean, and again, she's one of those few figures that, you know, you ask that question, where were you when you got the news? And people remember. And as they remember, you feel this, you know, this emotion that comes with the memories of Princess Diana.
Totally. And, you know, she would have been a grandmother now, and her boys always say, you know, I think they call her, they refer to her as Granny Diana.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, they miss her every day because of their kids. Well, because of themselves, but because of their kids also.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Well, she loved those boys. It was obvious. I mean, she just, she nurtured them. I mean, she epitomized that. And, you know, that was clear, no doubt.
And I think she scared the royal family because she was so warm and loving, and they were not used to displaying their emotions.
Exactly.
And here she was. You know, I suppose she just died in a car crash, but it makes you wonder, did she really just die in a car crash?
Right.
You know?
Well, and that's the deal. You know, in the world we live in today, conspiracies abound, and that will be a mystery forever. Dodo was
totally.
The boyfriend, you know, his father's been...
Dodi Fayed.
Yeah, Dodi Fayed. Yeah, and his father, I mean, you know, was a heartbreak for him. I mean, he lost his son, and so he's been pursuing this and is convinced that there were more diabolical reasons involved here and, you know, kind of thing, or associations with it that is a bit disturbing. But, you know, this is all part and parcel of the entirety of... the life of Princess Diana, this, you know, so much mystique and love and rumor and, you know, conspiracy and all this stuff. I mean, you know, all wrapped up into a short life, 36 years. Amazing, huh?
I know. Yes, totally.
It was
really unbelievable. I mean, I think the whole thing really surprised her, too. You know, how people took to her, you know.
Well, no doubt. I mean, you know, instantaneously. I mean, here's the would-be princess. And suddenly, you know, she's thrust, as we talked about in the first segment, you know, she's thrust into the limelight. I mean, paparazzi, you know, the British, you know, photographers, everybody. I mean, they just loved her. There was something about her that, you know, captured their attention. And, I could imagine for anybody, Karen, you know, you come out of a normal life and all of a sudden you're the next princess here, and then on top of that, you're dealing, as you said, with the traditions of the British monarchy, and there were certain things that you didn't do, and Diana was an out, you know, even though she was very shy, she really, you know, turned the monarchy on its head a bit because, you know, she was out there. I mean, and I think some of it was... not necessarily by her design. It was just that she was such a public figure that I don't think the monarchy could control that, could they?
No, they were shocked. I have a song in the musical, and it's called "She's a Star, She's a Phenomenon," and it's like the Queen sings it, the Queen Mom, Prince Philip, and Charles, because they were just astounded that, you know, and Prince Charles was so jealous of her. Was amazing. You know, he was used to being, you know, the person in charge and the person everybody loved to see. And then all of a sudden she comes along and everyone wants to see Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, then she makes the move into, you know, a focus on philanthropy and service.
Right.
And, you know.
And what about AIDS? Remember,
yeah, exactly.
AIDS?
Yeah, so. AIDS. And of course, you know, and I think that's kind of helped to seal the relationship with one Elton John, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, she was in the United States. She was the first, you know, quote, celebrity to, you know, shake the hands of a man with AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no gloves, whatever. People were astounded. I mean, how wonderful was that?
Well,
amazing.
And she brought to the commoner a human touch. And though she was a princess, you know, here she's dealing with, you know, this, in a sense, kind of, you know, here she's this common, in one sense, a common person. I mean, she could relate to it, but yet mm-hmm. she's the princess, and she brought that blessing, you know, to others. And, you know, what it did for that man who, and I think for others that could relate to say, you know, here we are, you know, we're like modern day leopards, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, she really found her calling. Her calling was to help people. Mm-hmm. That's why it's just so intensely sad. You know, we've missed 22 years of her helping other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? You can imagine how much more impact.
Done. Yeah,
what
I know.
We'd be dealing with.
Right.
Exactly. Now,
right.
And not to mention what it would have done, you know, the added benefit for the boys and now, you know, grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Which would been awesome, but I'm sure that her memory certainly lives very strong, you know, in the midst of her children, and you know, you would just love to hear them talk to the kids, you know, to their children about their mom.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Would
that be special?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk more about the music, because the music uh-huh. takes you through, and we talked, okay, the realization by the monarchy, the queen, Prince Charles, you know, she's a star. I mean, this is a comet that's just, they cannot control,
right.
And she's taken off. So where else do we go on the journey musically?
Well, I love this one song I wrote. It's called Charles, I Need Help, Please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so pretty. Charles, I need help, please. I can't do this on my own. And then he, you know, he comes back with, look, everyone loves you, Diana. You know, the whole world loves you. Why can't you be happy? Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And that I love that song, too.
Is that a cry for her, maybe just in terms of even the marriage, that she's starting to realize that she's losing it? Is that... go ahead.
She had her problems, Bill. You know, she cut herself.
Yeah.
You know, she became bulimic. She cut herself. So she had major, major problems. And he just couldn't help her. He would just walk away, Charles.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I'm going riding. And he would just go riding the horse, you know.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
and he's yes, right, exactly. I mean, that he's totally disconnected, you know, from her. And she's left out there by herself. And of course, uh-huh. then she finds love.
Right, and you know she found love in more than one places too.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Mhm. Mm.
So, you know, at least she has some relationships, but she should have had them before he married her. However, then he wouldn't have married her. So.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Different story altogether, but that's
yeah,
not the way
totally.
It was supposed.
Uh-huh.
Not the way it was supposed to be. We've got about a minute left.
Okay.
Share another song with us.
Well, I just want to tell you, if you want to hear my songs, I have a lot of them on YouTube. Just type mm-hmm. in my name, Javitch, J-A-V-I-T-C-H. The CD's for sale, too, on CDBaby.com.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. I have a song, Before She Gets Married. The whole world's spinning around me. What am I going to do? The whole world's spinning around me. Please, Charles, tell me what should I do? And then, you know, she's kind of going crazy during her engagement. She loses all this weight, and that's when her bulimia starts.
Mm.
He put his arm around her, and he said, oh, getting a bit chubby, are we?
Whoa.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, that was a good one, huh?
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Karen, when are we going to be able to see the musical?
We've been working on it, maybe in Chicago next year.
Okay, well, we got it. Well, Karen Javitch, talking about Princess Diana, the musical. Stay in touch, because we want to see
all
it
right,
together, all right? You take care. All righty, bye-bye.
All right, you too.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free.
Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six Philadelphia police officers wounded but expected to recover. A gunman opening fire on them as they tried to serve a drug warrant yesterday. Then the gunman holed himself up in a home for about 8 hours until he finally surrendered shortly after midnight Eastern Time. Philadelphia's Mayor Jim Kenney says it's another wake-up call about gun violence in America.
Whether it's our six officers who were shot or it's some 15, 17, 20-year-old kid on the streets of Philadelphia who gets shot with guns that shouldn't be in people's hands. And it's just something that we need to do something about.
Stocks reversing course on Wall Street this morning, one day after the Dow Jones average tumbled 800 points. Stocks are higher. On news, the China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said China might meet the U.S. halfway when it comes to a trade deal. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Gil Martinez, live.
With you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. And we've got Steve Moore, yes, the economist and author of the book Trumponomics, Inside Trump's America, First Strategy. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Hey, real quick, before we get into U.S. Venezuela energy production, you know, let's pause for a moment. And I know the mainstream media doesn't want to do this, but, you know, high five to Donald Trump and what he's been able to do with all the headwinds of the Democratic Party and the resistance on behalf of the American people. You got more people all across all demographics, all races, making more money than they've made in a long time. People are back to work, more jobs than people. I mean, there's so much to be excited about with this current economy.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, think about this. You know, we've got the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, the lowest inflation rate in 50 years, the lowest interest rates in 50 years. You've got rising wages. You've got 7.5 million more jobs than people to fill them. You know, it's just a pretty beautiful picture. And, you know, by the way, I was looking the other day, you know, you can get a 30-year mortgage now for 3.5% interest rate.
Exactly.
I'm old enough to remember. I don't know if you're old enough to remember. I remember 20% mortgage interest rate. So, you know, it's a strong economy. Now, it's weakened a little bit this year, but we're still the strongest economy in the world. You know, that's why people are lining up to get across our border to come here. It's why so much investment capital is coming here. So you're right. This is a blockbuster economy. I'd like to see us back to the 3 to 3.5% growth range. We've faltered a little bit. We're down to 2 to 2.5%, which is still good. It's not great. But you look at the job situation, the wage situation. It's the best time to be an American worker, probably
exactly
in my lifetime.
Well, Well, see, the frustrating thing for me is I look at the antithetical forces because they hate Donald Trump. They're making America pay for it. I mean, how galling. I mean, here you are, you're elected this country to serve the, you know, serve the American people, and where we have an opportunity. I mean, how many times in the history of this country that you can operate on all cylinders, everything is lining up, but because it happens to be a Republican and not a Democrat, the Democrats are going to stick their heels in the mud and drag the rest of us down, where we could, with a little bit of cooperation, I firmly believe we'd be for looking at 5 GDP, and this is me, in my own perspective. I'm not the economist expert that you are, but you know, most economists I speak with are in agreement with me that if we had, because I'm a business guy, Steve. I look at how the energy and momentum moves along when we're unified, but when we're divisive and divided the way the Democrats have put us in this situation, we're fighting ourselves. I mean, we'd have all these trade deals done to the degree that, you know, China would realize, hey, look, I don't need to wait for a new sheriff in town or new management. I better deal with Trump right now and seal the deal. And along with all these other trade deals, USMCA should have been done already. We'd already, I'm sure once that would happen, we'd have been done with Japan, some European trade sealed up. And then at that point, you know, China, like it or not, is going to see the writing on the wall and saying, guys, look at, you know, you may not like it, but we better cooperate or we're going to be on the outside forever on this deal.
Yeah, well put. And, you know, I've been, you know, watching TV and listening to radio, as many most people on the show have been doing. And, you know, I keep hearing about this racist president. He's a white supremacist. He's this or that. And then I'm like, wait a minute. This is the president who's given us the lowest unemployment rate for blacks and Hispanics in American history.
Right. He's a lousy racist. He's terrible at racism.
Exactly. And then you look at, you know, you're quite right. You know, we're in this titanic trade struggle with China. And, you know, every patriotic American, hopefully, is rooting for the United States and Donald Trump, not the Chinese. And yet, you know, one of the most important things we can do to gain leverage over China is to approve the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement.
Right.
Well, guess what? It's bottled up in the House, even though many Democrats support it, because Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to give, quote, a political victory to Trump. I mean, so she's putting politics ahead of what's good for the country.
Exactly. Well, I hope people are taking notes on this, because they voted the Democrats in who said they were going to right the ship. And, you know, and I don't know how, because there's been no indication in the previous 8 years that they know much about policy. I mean, they killed us with Obamacare. They killed us with all these stifling regulations. Trump comes in, he frees the people, and look what happens. You know, GDP, we were at 3.2 last quarter. I think the prospects are very, very positive. You've got everybody working, making more money, and the prospects of even, I mean, forget about $15 an hour minimum wage. What about maximum wage? I mean, they're blowing those doors down.
You got that. I mean, the average wage in the United States is now up to $28 an hour. Wow. That's the average wage. That's amazing.
That is amazing, but no, we didn't. You know, we don't want to cooperate because we don't want to give Donald Trump a win. I mean, forget about the 63 million Americans that voted for him. I mean, you know, people need to wise up and understand. Look, we're all wearing red, white, and blue. USA is on the front of our jersey. This is our team, and we need to work this out because you know, they're burning time here, Steve, and I'm really upset about the fact that, you know, in business, and as you know, opportunities come and they go. And here we are, we've got a grand opportunity, and it's being wasted for what? Because of politics?
Well, you know, there's an old saying that, you know, liberals hate Trump more than they love America, and you're just starting to see that they're kind of rooting against the American economy, and they want more Americans out of work so they can win elections and regain power. But, you know, look, as long as the economy regains its strength and retains its strength, you know, Trump was going to win. You know, people don't vote against prosperity. And I don't agree with everything Donald Trump does. I don't think anybody does.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, I've been around him. I've spent a lot of time with him, you know, on the campaign and since he's been in the White House. And, you know, even when he makes mistakes, and he does make mistakes, every president does, I sincerely believe this is the man who cares deeply about the American people. Every decision he makes is about putting America first and making America great again. And,
exactly.
And I, you know, that's the right perspective.
without a doubt. Steve, I want to address, you know, the article you wrote about, you know, why it's critical for U.S. And Venezuela to be working together for energy production.
So this is a great little story. So, you know, it's actually not a great story. It's a sad story, really. I mean, you know, and it relates to what we've just been talking about. You know, Democrats keep talking about socialism and how wonderful it is, and that we're going to give everything to everybody that's going to be free, and it's going to be wonderful, and we'll all be rich. And then, you know, you look at what's happened in Venezuela under Maduro and for him, Chavez, and, you know, disaster. This is a country that has more oil resources than just about anywhere else in the world, maybe other than Texas. Mm-hmm. And hundreds of billions of dollars, of barrels of oil that they have in Venezuela. And people are starving to death in China, in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping, obviously, the Maduro government topples, and that's going to happen sometime soon because there's a revolution going on there of the people that are disgusted with what's happened. And the issue is whether we should continue to have an American presence in Venezuela with the American company, so that when the revolution comes and the Maduro socialists, communists are turned out of office, mm-hmm. we have a pro-America regime that's there, that's, you know, put in place by the people of Venezuela.
Exactly.
And we want to make sure that regime is a success. And that's why I believe we should allow our American energy companies continue to produce there, so that when we have a new government, you know, by the way, we don't want the Chinese and the Russians to take over those oil.
Well, they'll jump into that void in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, I think Trump is doing the right thing and tightening the screws on Venezuela. But we want to make sure that we, our American companies who invested billions of dollars in Venezuela, that they, continue to operate there. And that will be, you know, just imagine if you had a free market economy there in Venezuela.
Exactly.
You know, how much they could be producing. I mean, it's amazing. One of the most resource-rich countries in the world is now one of the poorest countries in the world.
Amazing. You know, Stephen, I think that if there was anybody else but Trump, see, Trump has the business moxie, and he knows how to play long ball on this and set things up. How many other presidents, for the sake of politics, would have packed up our bags and left us vulnerable and allowed China and Russia to move in? We got to leave it there, Steve. As always, we appreciate you coming on the show. Steve Moore, economist and author of the book, Trumponomics, Inside Trump's America First Strategy. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Bill.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, lucky for us, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world, we got Steve Evans, the movie guy. He's up next. We're talking movies. Stay with us.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Steve-O, we got lots of good movies to talk about. Before we get there, though, Fast and Furious, numero uno, one more time, huh?
One more time in its second week, Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. This is the spinoff, doing fairly well, $25 million last weekend. Not a huge number because, well, you know, we're getting to the end.
But still better than expected, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's doing fine, $108 million in this country alone and real good numbers overseas. So, yes, this is a successful movie by any measure. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark was number two, make it about 20.9. Lion King, number three. Dora and the Lost City of Gold, number four, about 17.4. And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, rounding out the top five. Have you seen it yet?
Nope, I didn't get a chance. You know, I told you I saw The Art of Racing in the Rain, right?
No, I didn't tell you. We had talked about you seeing that, but yeah, you were able to make it, huh?
Yeah, we went out. You know, my 90-year-old retired teacher that I hang with when I come to California, I was able to scoot her away. We went to see The Art of Racing in the Rain, and it is a sweet, sweet movie. And it's okay, because even guys cry in this movie.
But it's got a talking dog.
Enzo. I mean, who doesn't love Enzo, right?
Yeah, you know, voiced by Kevin Costner. You can't go wrong there. Number six, by the way, last weekend. Make it about 8.1. Yeah, it seems like it's a really good movie. So
no, it's very touching. It's well done. And for those of us who love dogs, you know, we're basket cases. In fact, I talked to Gar Stein, who wrote the novel, the original novel. I mean, this movie is like 10 years in the making, right? And so I ask him, I go, well, how many times as you were writing a book were you crying? He goes, yeah, lots of times.
So, tear-soaked pages there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Kind of reminds you of that. What was that scene with, Jack Nicholson, that movie? I can't remember. No, it wasn't that one. I have another friend with me right now. She's watching me broadcast. 96 years old, you know, she's actually pretending to be 96. I think she's more like 50. She's got so much spunk in her.
For some ID, maybe.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think we're going to check her ID. You're exactly right. I think that's what we'll do. Anyway, and so she's never seen a broadcast before, and so she's hanging with us here in Long Beach. And I said, okay, well, you can watch us do this broadcast, and we're having a good time. So this is quite an experience for you, right?
Radio being done. That's it.
Right. Exactly. Why not? Live and in person. Okay.
Live, yes, a live studio audience. Okay, well, we have Angry Birds Movie 2. Yes, the sequel to that movie that came out. The first one made about $350 million, so they thought, well, heck, let's try this again. Of course, it's all based on the video game. Here's what's going on in this one. By the way, 72% of the critics are recommending. The thing really moves along quickly. It supposedly appeals to both adults and the kiddies out there.
Really?
And it has a great, great voice cast. All right, here we go. The flightless Angry Birds and their ski green piggies take their beat to the next level in the Angry Birds Movie 2.
Sounds like a conspiracy to me.
Well, it is indeed. When a new threat emerges that puts both Bird and Pig Island in danger, you got Red Chuck Bomb, the Mighty Eagle, you got Chuck's sister Silver, and they all team up with the pigs Leonard and Courtney and the tech pig Gary, and they forge this steady truce at a forum and form an unlikely super team to save their homes. You have all that? 72% are recommending. Say it's going to be number one this weekend, and it's a lot of fun, I guess.
Well, do you kind of feel like maybe they went through therapy as they were doing that? I mean, we had Tech Pig Peggy, Tech Pig Gary, rather. I mean, this sounds like a process that, yes, you get this movie out of it, but along the way, everybody gets to exercise their alternate themselves, huh?
I would imagine there must be something going on here.
I have that feel, that's all.
Jason Sudeikis, you got Josh Gad, Danny McBride, Peter Dinklage, you got Rachel Bloom, Bill Hader, Awkwafina also in this movie. She's been about a year. Yeah, and like I say, everybody thinks it's kind of fun to go see. PG, by the way, so you can take the entire family.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to take the entire family to Good Boys, which is rated R. 81% are recommending. This is crude humor. It's kind of the world through the eyes of 12-year-old boys.
Mm-hmm.
It's produced by Seth Rogen, so you kind of get the idea.
Yeah,
here.
Right, exactly.
I have been a 12-year-old boy, and it's not anything I want to go back to. But anyway, here's what's going on. After being invited to his first kissing party, you have 12-year-old Max. He's panicking because, well, he doesn't know how to kiss, so he's eager for some
pointers. Did you go to a kissing party?
Of course.
You did. Maybe because I was a Catholic boy. I was a Catholic good boy. They didn't let us go to kissing parties.
Well, I was with some Catholic kids when all this went on. So
really? Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, blame it on the Catholics. Yeah, because you got confession on the weekend. That's why.
That must be what happened there. eager for some pointers. Max and his best friends, you got Thor and Lucas. They decide to use Max's dad's drone, which Max, of course, is forbidden to touch, to spy, at least they think so, on the teenage couple making out next door.
Oh.
Then, of course, things go ridiculously wrong. The drone is destroyed. They're desperate to replace it before Max's dad comes home. So they skip school, set off on this odyssey of epically bad decisions involving some accidentally stolen drugs, rat house paintball, and
running
from both the cops and terrifying teenage girls.
Sounds like Ferris Bueller on steroids here.
Yes, I think so. And, of course, all produced by Seth Rogen. We have another sequel. It's the sequel to the 2017 movie 47 Meters Down. This is 47 Meters Down Uncaged, 56% recommending. You have four teenage girls diving in a ruined underwater city. Everything's going fine, but then they quickly learn that they've entered the territory of one of the deadliest shark species known to man. And they've done so in this claustrophobic labyrinth of submerged caves with sharks popping out from every direction. You know, the trailer is terrifying. They say it's not quite as good as the first. It's scary enough, at least. It's called 47 Meters Down, Uncaged, the sequel to the 2017 movie. And then the movie I really want to see, and it's called Blinded by the Lights. This, you take a look at this trailer. I saw the trailer, but I have got to see this movie. It takes place in 1987. He had this music fanatic, Javed. He discovers the illustrious back catalog of the boss, and his world is completely turned upside down. Javed is Pakistani. He already is a creative soul. His passion for music and writing is set alight by the songs of the working-class poet whose lyrics feel all too familiar to the aspirational teenager, yearning to escape his run-down hometown and the rules of his traditional Pakistani household. Javed finds himself caught between two worlds and must discover if he, too, is born to run. 92% recommending. The soundtrack, of course, is fabulous, and it's a great, great story. Blinded by the Light. I'm going to try to check that out this weekend.
Well, that was a song, right? I mean, we played that song.
Right. Blinded by the Manfred Mann. And
Manfred Mann, band. Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
And Earth Band or Dirt Band or whatever.
Well, right, exactly.
But written by Springsteen and, mm-hmm. of course, Born to Run is the Springsteen classic.
And Springsteen wrote Blinded by the Light, did he?
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm.
Wow, very cool. Well, the things you learn every day.
Wonderful. We're learning something all the time, yes. We have a movie here called Where'd You Go, Bernadette? And this is directed by Richard Linklater. He's the guy that gave us Boyhood, Dazed and Confused, Before Sunrise, School of Rock. So people were really kind of expecting something from this. However, only 40% are recommending. They say the performances don't quite measure up, and the story doesn't quite measure up. But it is based on a runaway best-selling book, Where'd You Go, Bernadette? Now, this is an inspiring comedy about Bernadette Fox, played by Cate Blanchett, a loving mom who becomes compelled to reconnect with her creative passions after years of sacrificing herself for her family. Right there is a great concept. Bernadette's leap of faith takes her on an epic adventure that jumpstarts her life and leads to her triumphant rediscovery. All the elements there. Maybe the critics just are missing something. Check out the trailer. Could be for you. Where'd You Go, Bernadette?
Yeah, maybe they're just not, they themselves maybe just didn't get to the other side of the jump start of their own lives or something.
Maybe
I don't know.
So. Maybe they haven't been through this experience and can't relate. At any rate, it's out there for you. We have a movie which looks fascinating. It's called Aquarella.
Mm.
And this is by a filmmaker by the name of Victor Kazakovsky. And this is a documentary all about water. Water is the main protagonist, seen in all of its great and terrible beauty, from mountains of ice that are breaking apart as if they have a life of their own. He travels the world from the precarious frozen waters of Russian lakes to Miami in the throes of Hurricane Irma to Venezuela's mighty Angel Falls in order to paint a portrait of this fluid life force in all of its glorious forms. Fragile humans experience life and death, joy and despair in the face of its power. Aquarella.
Wow. You got to imagine the cinematography here, huh?
Yes, must be great, great.
Wow.
But before we run out of time, a couple of things here I want to mention. We have Apocalypse Now, The Final Cut. This is Francis Ford Coppola putting together a restored cut of this movie from the original negative for the first time ever. Now, Final Cut is Coppola's most realized version of the film yet, which, of course, was nominated for 8 Academy Awards. I really want to see this all restored. And this, with 2020 hindsight and a whole lifetime of wisdom, Francis Ford Coppola has gone back to this material, and now he has made the movie he really wanted to make. Apocalypse Now, Final Cut, 100%, obviously.
That's interesting. That is fascinating. Yeah. This is probably one to see. I mean,
absolutely.
In light of
it. It's called Driven, which is about the DeLorean Motor Company and John DeLorean and the cocaine and everything else, starring John Sudeikis, 72% recommending. I wish we had more time because that was a fascinating story. The movie is called Driven. It's out this weekend.
Okay, about 30 seconds left, so you could string it out if you want to.
That is the early 1980s California story of the meteoric rise of golden boy of the automotive industry, John DeLorean, through the eyes of his friendship with charming ex-con pilot turned FBI informant Jim Hoffman, played by Jason Sudeikis. And it's the story of the DeLorean Motor Company running out of money and John DeLorean turning to criminal activity to fund his motor car company. And, well, things didn't turn out very well.
As we know, well, good stuff to be looking forward to this weekend. We'll see you right there. Thank you so much. The movie guy, Steve Evans.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe.